That was a great story many years ago about an old violinist. He had an old violin he was going to sell. You've heard the story many times. And they wanted to sell it for a certain thing. And the auctioneer said, who'll give me so-and-so? And I believe he's offered a few coins, maybe 50 cents or something. Going once, going twice. The record of the man raised up in the back and said, just a minute. He walked up, he got it. Let's think, if he paid this, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein. When sinners plunge beneath the flood, there's all their blood standing. Then when he laid it down, there was a dry eye place. Then he said, who offered? One said, 5,000, 10,000. It was priceless. Why? The old master of the violin had revealed its true quality. Oh, brother, sister, now let the master of this world, who wrote it, the great Holy Spirit, draw some of his bow with love and pull it across your heart. There is the fountain. There was blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. You'll see the full value and see the unveiled God come out in view, that he's just the same as he was when he fell on the day of Pentecost upon the people. When he convulsed himself, emptied right into it. That's right. You see, Brother Branham, I've tried, I've done this, that, and the other. One day I was having a meeting in Carlsbad, New Mexico. And we went down in this big old bat den down there, and it was kind of spooky looking. And we got down there, and the man, he snapped the lights off. And oh my, you can imagine how dark it was. It's so dark you can feel it. And that's just about the way the times are getting. When we see the church that fails to recognize God's word, when you see our daughters of Zion doing the way they're doing, when you see our brothers that smokes and drinks and tells dirty jokes and things and still trying to hold their confession in Christ, oh my, it's dark, it's pitch dark. We see the sign of his coming. There'll be, it's always darkest just before day. And then the morning star comes out to hail the day, and the hurling sure that it's coming. Notice, in there, when they turn it off, there's a little girl just screams with off her voice, and there's a little boy standing by with God. And he's seen that guy when he switched the lights off like that. And that little sister is just about to have a fit. She's screaming, jumping up and down. Oh, what's going to happen next? What's the matter? What's the matter? You know what he screamed? He said, don't fear, little sister. There's a man here who can turn on the light. Listen, little sister, you might think we're small in the minority, but don't fear. There's a man here who can turn on the light. That's the Holy Spirit. You believe him? Let us bow our heads just a moment.